Chai FM, Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
Mayor Rusvoski, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Howard.
All right. I wanted to get straight in to the conversation, which is anti-Semitism in the new and in terms of the new representatives in Congress in America. We've certainly started to see movement with regard to almost vocal anti-Semitism happening on a political level in the United States. Can you bring us up to speed on this, please?
Well, I would argue that there is vocal anti-Semitism because two of our new representatives, Ilhan Omer and Rashida Tlaib, are vocal supporters of the BDS movement. Now, the BDS movement falls under the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism. And that definition has been adopted not only by the United States, but by 31 other countries around the world.
So how then is it possible, if it's been, something's been adopted by the United States, how then can it be allowed that members of Congress can openly support something that goes against an American position?
Oh, that's a really good question, and I think that we can answer that on two levels. First of all, we have in America, thankfully, we have freedom of speech.
Right.
So a person is free to be an anti-Semite. A person is free to be a white supremacist. A person is free to be homophobic, whatever they want to be. However, when you see other people doing these kind of things, they really get burned. And it's very interesting how there was a congressman who was accused of supporting a white supremacist. He immediately had to step down from his committee, this, that, and the other thing. It was very unclear whether he did support this white supremacist or not, but he was immediately called out for it. Now, with these two women, they're being feted in Congress. Ilhan Omer was just appointed to the very, very prestigious House Foreign Affairs Committee. And Rashida Tlaib has asked Nancy Pelosi, the new Speaker of the House, for taxpayer funds to go to the Palestinian Authority-controlled areas and take a delegation of congressional members there. So you can imagine what that tour is going to be like if she gets funded.
Yeah, but what does this reflect? You know, their position were hardly different prior to them being elected. They were elected as they are. So this obviously reflects on the voters as much as it does on them.
Yes and no. Rashida Tlaib was a vocal supporter of BDS before she got elected, and we, Marian Project, reported on this, that she actually had very outspoken Hezbollah supporters at her private party after her inauguration, which was quite outrageous. Now, Ilhan Omer, she said she was not a BDS supporter. She said it wasn't productive, although she did make some really outrageous and controversial statements during the 2012 war with Hamas, you know, saying that Israel has hypnotized
the world,
Allah should open people's eyes, things like that. And then less than a week after she was elected, she walked back on those statements, changed her position, and came out in support of BDS. But to answer your question, what does it say about the voters? I think it says a lot about their voters. Rashida Tlaib is a representative in Michigan that probably has a large Shiite Muslim population. And Ilhan Omer is a representative of a district where there are a lot of Somalis. And unfortunately, we see in Muslim communities, there is almost like an institutionalized anti-Semitism. They're brought up with this kind of thing, unfortunately. And not saying all Muslims are like that.
Of course not. Of course not.
But there is quite a lot of institutionalized anti-Semitism. You know, we see this a lot in extremist imams. We see it a lot in, you know, picking and choosing passages from the Quran. It's something that needs to be addressed in the community.
And how is this playing out with regard to the Republicans versus the Democrat? Clive says in a message to us, the member of Congress who was removed was a Republican. He was held to account. These two are Democrats, which seem to be given a free pass. Are your comments on that?
Yeah, so I think unfortunately what we've seen is being pro-Israel used to be a bipartisan issue, and it's fast becoming not that anymore. It's becoming a partisan issue where you have Republicans supporting Israel and being, you know, anti-terror and things like that, and the Democrats willing to give a pass to this kind of thing. And it's a very sad state of affairs for America when something so clear as, you know, supporting or not supporting something or someone that is anti-Semitic becomes a partisan issue.
How do you think this is going to play out? You know, where does this go?
That is a very interesting question. We had, you know, I'm sure you've heard of Linda Sasour.
Yes,
she
sure,
came
of course.
Out with
we
an
covered
article.
That extensively.
Basically, mm-hmm. Yes, of course. She came out with an article basically, you know, lashing out against Jews for, you know, for basically for complaining when Jews are attacked with anti-Semitism. It's just, you know, these kind of people always take something, turn it around, and make themselves feel like they are being defended. I don't really want to jump to the Nazi analogy right now, but that's ultimately what happens. Is if you cite Hitler, that the German people, you know, he convinced the German people that it was a defensive war against the Jews. They were attacking us. And that's the kind of energy that you want to look for and the kind of ideology that you want to look for when you know things are really off and things are getting twisted. It will always be, well, we're just defending ourselves from their attack.
Do you think it's being taken seriously by Jewish leadership, by others in government in America? Is it being seen for the dangerous trend that this reflects?
I think certainly some people are. I think the older Democrats who are the true liberals are really seeing that. We saw a tremendous amount of standard liberal organizations, including the Democratic National Committee, pulling out their sponsorship from the Women's March because of the support of Tamika Mallory and Linda Sasour and things like that for Louis Farrakhan, who is an unbelievable anti-Semite and a hate preacher. But we just saw Tamika Mallory go on front line the other day denying Israel's right to exist. She just wouldn't say that Israel has a right to exist.
Yeah. So
I'm not really sure. I would have liked to say that, you know, yes, people are going to call people out for this. But then when you see someone like Ilhan Omer, you know, invited to be on the prestigious House Foreign Affairs Committee, that puts kind of a monkey wrench in the whole thing. Like, where are their heads and where is this going to go to?
Absolutely. Very, very sobering and very frightening indeed. Mayor Oswersky, that's where we leave it. Go and look at their website. It is always interesting, always informative. Mary, do you want to just give us the website address so that our listeners can go and have a look?
Yes, the website is called clarionproject.org.
Go to clarionproject.org, go and have a look at it. I urge you to do that. It is absolutely fascinating. Their research is extensive and detailed.